This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. Thousands traveled to the nation's capital to protest Donald Trump's inauguration on Friday. There were demonstrations here in New Mexico, too, along with other gatherings, as people came together to vent frustrations and start making plans for the next 4 years. KUNM sent reporters out to events in Albuquerque. Marisa DeMarco reports on the nonviolent march through a rainy downtown.
Streetlights reflected off wet asphalt as a couple hundred demonstrators called for political revolution. Their ranks swelled, and at first, there wasn't a police officer in sight. The protest was organized by the Party for Socialism and Liberation of New Mexico. Marchers mobilized through the streets, and diners waved their support as they passed. Police vehicles showed up in the distance, blocking certain streets. Passing cars honked to their approval, prompting response from the protesters. David Sloan said his goal was to connect with like-minded people.
People who feel isolated, that they're the only ones that are afraid, and they're the only ones that are angry at what's happening, they feel connected.
People like Brittany Emery.
I made a resolution to be more politically active. Starting with this year, and I thought that this would be a very fine place to start.
The police hung back, the protest was pretty chill, and nobody got arrested. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
I'm Sarah Trujillo. One downtown Albuquerque gallery hosted a mixer to promote equality, unity, and local art as protesters marched outside. The Downtown Contemporary Arts Gallery offered respite from the rain with talk of perseverance. Gallery manager Valerie Hollingsworth says she's not happy, but she knows the approach her community will take.
When there's controversy in our government, that's when the artists step up. So I'm ready for artists to step up. Let's take this thing on.
The vibe was mellow. JP England is with Warehouse 508, which works to empower youth through art.
Trump doesn't faze me. My people came from chains in this country. Like, nothing's going to take me back.
England says he hopes the Trump administration causes people to wake up
to what the truth is, what's always been going on in this country, because this is nothing new.
It's not clear if President Trump will be supportive of the arts. Andrew Baxter focuses on community building as a member of the Equalist Coalition of New Mexico.
Everything's on the chopping block, and it's a really good reason to be focused on local action. What I'm looking forward to is holding on to hope, and for me, hope, it's Berkey, it's the community, it's the people here.
Baxter says people here show up for each other. They have each other's backs. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.
I'm Anna Landy. After President Trump's inauguration, some water advocates escaped the rain in a softly lit yoga studio in Albuquerque. It felt more like a cozy class reunion than a protest. Asha Canales is a member of the group We Are One River, which was formed by local opponents of the Dakota Access Pipeline. She says they weren't exactly looking to rally, but instead find solutions in what she called the belly of the beast.
It's happened. Trump is president now. We'll just keep meeting and doing what we can to try to protect the land and the water and the air and the people that are part of our country.
Fellow member Mark LeClaire says one of the first actions the group is planning under the Trump administration is to send letters to the Bureau of Land Management to protect the health of rivers.
It's not enough to just think that everything's jacked up. We got to get out, connect, and actually act.
LeClaire says he hopes Trump's presidency will serve as a catalyst to motivate more community involvement during the next 4 years. Members laughed with each other as they ate together. Hope was the underlying consensus. For KUNM, I'm Anna Landy.